Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual.
Streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
This is Jeff T from the Club 520 podcast. When it comes to your feet, eBay's got your back. When you see the blue check mark that says authenticity guaranteed, that means real experts are checking your sneakers. Every stitch, down to the sole. They even smell them because nothing says fresh like the scent of real kicks. So kick back and relax. From the drop to your doorstep, eBay doesn't play games with your sneaker game. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal with eBay Authenticity Guarantee. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Feeling like you need a punch of energy? Enter Wonderful Pistachios. I love them. The snack that packs a protein punch. And the best part, they come in so many flavors and so many sizes. Whether you're on the go or chilling at home, Wonderful Pistachios, they're the go-to snack for me. Here's the real kicker, the protein. These little wonders are one of the highest protein nuts out there. Just 1 ounce serves up a whopping 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. So visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. I love them.
Thanks for listening to the Best of Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for The Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
This is the Best of The Herd with Colin Cowherd on Fox Sports Radio.
Here we go on a rambunctious and active Fluid Friday live in Los Angeles. It's The Herd. Wherever you may be, and however you may be listening, iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, FS1, packed today. We'll have more NFL news. The tournament is absolutely unbelievable. In about 6-7 hours from now, UCLA plays North Carolina, which could be the game of the tournament. Alex Curry is joining me in a Friday. What a fun night of basketball last night.
What an epic night of sports, because you had the March Madness, you had NBA, you had our U.S. men's team playing Mexico. I even spiced in a little hockey in there. It was a great night. Yeah. I was one with my couch for like 4 and 5 hours.
Yeah, I watched a lot of TV last night. I want to start with this, though, before I get to Duke and Gonzaga. I've got thoughts on both. The tournament starts in several hours, going to be great. This is very interesting. A lot of people cover a lot of teams. But it's when you cover the Packers, it's different. Very few people have like really, really good sources with the Packers. Very small town. They don't like outsiders. Tom Silverstein covers the Packers, has for years. He's one of the one or two people that really gets inside information. Fascinating column today about Devontae Adams leaving to the Raiders, the former Packer receiver. Fascinating. First of all, Aaron knew about it long before he signed his contract. Still signed that big contract knowing it would be hard for the front office to get his replacement. So the story goes on to say Rodgers and Devontae Adams are tied on the field, but Adams is not part of Rodgers' inner circle. Receiver Randall Cobb is, tackle David Bakhtiari are, but Adams doesn't run with that crowd. He's very much a family guy. He doesn't golf with celebrities. He doesn't hang out in clubs or push his brand. He's a good dude. I can confirm this. I have had multiple Packer people tell me through the years he is sort of the guy in the room, talent and work ethic. It goes on to say Rodgers heaped praise on Devontae all year. So it's not like he tried to devalue him. But as much as Aaron claims he doesn't like the spotlight, he embraces it, sucks a lot of oxygen out of whatever room he's in, and the offseason became all about Aaron once again. Isn't this interesting? So Tom Brady, since he arrived in Tampa, has worked the phones, calling, DMing, texting, messaging other players on other teams to come play for the Bucs. Leonard Fournette, Russell Gage. Russell Gage is an Atlanta receiver. He said last week, "I thought somebody was playing a prank on me when Brady called me asking me to come play with him in Tampa." But because of that call, Russell Gage is now a Buccaneer. That's all Brady's done. Call Gronk, call receivers, call Antonio Brown. Go above and beyond. Forget the pay cut he takes, which he has reworked so he's a tiny cap hit to make it work. Yet Aaron Rodgers, all these years, can't form a relationship with Davante Adams, his best teammate. You got to be kidding me. According to this story, Aaron knew long before it was public he wasn't coming back. Did it stop him from taking $50 million and needing to be the highest paid quarterback? Nope. And because of that, Za'Darius Smith, edge rusher, is now a Viking. And one of his receivers signed with the Chiefs yesterday, a deep threat. They have no deep threat now, basically. Their number one receiver is now Alan Lazard, who would not be a number one, two, three, or four with Tampa and Tom. It's called sacrificing. But again, Aaron would not even sacrifice with a vaccine. Listen, I'm not a mandate guy. If you don't want to get vaccinated, don't get vaccinated. I did. My kids did. I'm not going to lecture you. But if you're on a team, it's not about you. It's about the club and sacrificing. Aaron wouldn't get vaxxed. And when they played Kansas City in the biggest game of the year, he wasn't available. Nor, apparently, was he available enough to form a relationship with one of the hardest working, most humble, decent guys in the league that also happened to be his most important teammate. No relationship. Tom now has a relationship with guys he didn't know 2 years ago. Not stars, three receivers, four receivers, guys like Antonio Brown, who I wouldn't even want to be friends with from what I've read about him. Now, Tom made that work too. Sacrificing beyond yourself. So very, I don't want to hear now. I don't want to hear belly aching ever from Aaron saying, "I don't have this and I don't have that." You haven't worked to get this. You haven't sacrificed to get that. I don't want to hear it. Because Aaron privately will say, "We don't have a good enough defense." He did now. "Well, I don't have good enough receivers." Whose fault is that? You think if Devontae really felt close to you, I mean, a real bonding relationship, he goes to the dysfunctional Raiders? I don't know. But I don't want to hear it anymore. Leadership is about sacrifice. Leadership is about doing things for other people, not just living on your island. Remarkable story and remarkable insight why one guy's got a trophy room and another quarterback has a singular trophy. So the tournament's unbelievable. It's so much fun to watch this. And, you know, college basketball is interesting because it is so transitional as a player, as a sport. Like the best players, you know, it's one and done. It's like an airport. They land, wait for the next flight, off to the NBA. You know, Steph Curry's been with the Warriors for how many years? He's going to end with the Warriors. Jason Tatum goes to the Celtics. They're probably never going to let him go. You know, I mean, there's a lot of players in pro basketball. Magic Johnson is a Laker. You know, in pro sports, Derek Jeter is a Yankee. Kobe was a Laker. But in college basketball, the best players, the better you are, the faster you leave, even great programs. And that's what's most impressive about Duke. I don't know if Duke can win. I watch them, you know, I probably watch more Duke and Gonzaga basketball and maybe UCLA than I do any other teams. I didn't think any of them were a championship team this year. And then I watched Duke again last night, and I'm like, they've got a point guard with experience, they have a rim protector, they have NBA wings, and the best basketball coach, arguably in the history of the world, and that includes the NBA. What's most impressive about Coach K, he won a championship in 91 and 92. I was there when he got crushed by UNLV in Denver. I was right there. Probably his worst moment. And then 2001, 10 years later, he won a title. And 9 years later, he won a title. And then he won it in 2015. Why did he win those titles? And why did Bobby Knight not age well and hasn't aged well? Because Bobby Knight was undone by change. One and done culture, Bobby wouldn't embrace it, irrelevant. But Coach K has been around so long, he's had to adapt constantly to the massive changes. And every time he does. It's why Nick Saban is the greatest college football coach of all time. Is he the smartest? I don't know. But Saban and Coach K have a quality, and they're both feisty, and they both have their critics. But they both have a quality, despite having healthy egos, they're willing to suppress it and go, you know what? I'm going to turn the telescope around. This doesn't feel right. I don't have all the answers. I'm going to bring some people in. So when Krzyzewski took over Duke, the game was slow, 45-second shot clock. Then in the early 90s, the 45-second shot clock leaves. It's 35-second, and the game got faster. It used to be a big, lumbering game when he got to Duke. Then the game got faster. He evolved. And then all of a sudden, the game one-and-done culture. He didn't like it, but he evolved. And then the three-point shooting revolution. And then he evolved. Greg Popovich still won't embrace the three-point shot. What Duke basketball is an incredibly well-run business. That's what Alabama football is. You think of them basketball as football powers, they're just well-run businesses. The strength training at Alabama, the mentoring at Alabama, the coaching. Alabama top to bottom, soup to nuts, is a great business, and so is Duke basketball. And it's not been easy for either. Saban loses assistants, multiple assistants. They often go to his rivals. And Coach K had losing seasons. There's injuries. There's administrative changes. They got a new school president. You got to sell them on Duke. And it's not been easy. I just finished a book on Coach K, The Rise and Reign of Coach K by Ian O'Connor. It is a fascinating look at how great he's been, but how hard it has been from day one. He got that job with a losing record at Army. He had doubters day one. 5 years later, many thought he would get fired. It's been hard, but his ability to adapt, three-point revolution, one-and-done culture, the game sped up. Now you've got, by the way, Kentucky and Calipari beat him to the punch on the one-and-done stuff. Now they're better at Kentucky at it. So I don't know if this team's good enough to win. They're the classic Duke team. They got a little experience at point. They got a big rim protector, NBA wings, a top three pick, and the best basketball coach ever. 500 more wins than John Wooden. The best Olympic coach ever, 100 tournament wins. And what's remarkable, at 75, and Saban's got this quality too, in the 70s, high school players love him, college players love him, and NBA players love him. That is hard to do. All three levels of basketball, high school, college, and pros, he's a legend. And I talked to him about a year ago about all these changes through his career and how he's battled through them.
What I learned about leadership and teamwork is that you can't keep fitting people into the same environment if that environment is not the one that is out there right now. With culture and everything like that. So you have to adapt and create an environment that's conducive to success. And as a leader, I would adapt to how you communicate with your guys, because you keep getting older and the guys you coach, I'm 50 something years older than the guys I coach.
Yeah. Listen, he and Saban have their critics. But Saban, when he got to Alabama, was all about corners, pass rushers, and linebackers. Alabama today is about wide receivers, left tackles, and quarterbacks. And Krzyzewski's got shooters, one-and-doners. They play fast. They can slow it down. They can be physical. And I didn't think they were a championship team. And after last night, I'm like, I think Duke's going to win it. And I have a feeling, tied, late championship game,
They may get the whistle. just one. Hard not to root for them. I was on pins and needles last night, and I got nothing against Texas Tech. They got a great coach. They have great players. But it's an unbelievable career, and he should be a model for how to run a business. And if you read that book on him by Ian O'Connor, it has not been easy. And it's not all praise. He is rough. He is tough. He can wear people out, like Saban. But that resilience, that his family from Chicago, his grandmother, tough, going to West Point. It's when you read the Saban Krzyzewski stories, there are so many parallels about, you know, the tough family, the demanding family, and their growth. It's fascinating.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult 21 and older that dips, I'm going to tell you about an American-made success story in Black Buffalo Zero pouches. Black Buffalo's Zero pouches are not owned by Big Tobacco. They're an independent company proudly built right here in the USA by American farmers for adult consumers. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. Black Buffalo Zero is all about the history and tradition of dip, but they understand the convenience and discretion modern-day consumers are looking for. Bold flavor, full pouches. Black Buffalo Zero pouches give you the versatility to consume discreetly but still keep the ritual with flavors dippers love. Mint, straight, wintergreen, peach, even blood orange, all proudly made right here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual.
This is Jeff T from the Club 520 podcast. You'll know when you get it. It'll say eBay, authenticity, guarantee. You'll feel it because when it comes to your feet, eBay has your back. Maybe it's that head-turning pair for hooping or a hot new collab. Whatever you're after, when you cop on eBay, you can trust that your kicks will be checked by experts, not just any expert. Sneaker experts who live and breathe the culture. Real people with real hands-on authentication experience. That's when blue checkmark represents on our listing. eBay authenticity guarantee, meaning every inch, stitch, sole, logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. So when you finally step into those grill kicks, you'll realize the feeling is unlike any other. And with eBay authenticity guarantee, the feeling of real is always within reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet $5. That's it, $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Thank you to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the 2024 Colin Cowherd draft coverage. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it. Panini America is also breaking new ground in NIL, featuring some of the biggest names in college sports, like all-time NCAA scoring leader Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, and many of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round picks. If you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net, with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out the most popular trading card brands like Prizm, Select, Donruss, and more. For those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Colin Cowherd draft coverage.
You never think you solve a problem. Most times you think you solve a problem, you do something big, and you just create another problem, right? More money, more problems, right? And so Miami goes out and gets Tyreek Hill, and I think they think, okay, solution. Tua is limited, now we have a solution. And I'm going to push back on that because I do think he makes them faster and more interesting, but I don't think, will he win them a game? You know, he's probably worth in Vegas a point a game over the course of a season. That's 17 points. Is he worth a point a game? And does that mean another win a year because of Tyreek Hill? Yeah, I think you can make that argument for DeAndre Hopkins, Tyreek Hill, Jamar Chase. Are they worth a win a year? Are they worth a point a game? I think it's an argument, sure. Most players outside of quarterback are not worth more than a half a point, even if they're a Pro Bowl-level skill player. So Tyreek Hill, now a Dolphin, talks about Tua.
Tua is one of the most accurate quarterbacks in the NFL, man. So just his ball placement, you know, getting us the ball in space, you know, perfect placement. They definitely want to put all the right pieces around the quarterback because the quarterback is the most important player on the field. You know, having myself to run and a few more other pieces that were already here, you definitely can tell that the owner want to win.
Okay, so as I said yesterday, I do like that Miami as a franchise has pivoted from spending money on defense to offense. Left tackle, Tyreek Hill, running backs, fullback, they have, as a franchise, smartly so in my opinion, pivoted defense to offense, and that, frankly, is the way the league is moving. But I think they've solved the Tua issue, and I would argue they've created another dilemma. So in 1 year, with Tyreek Hill, watch it divide the room. Here's why. So here's Tua's numbers this year. He didn't have terrible, you know, Devontae Parker, Jalen Waddle, Mike Gesicki. Wasn't terrible support. New England's got less talent. He completed 67.8% of his throws, 16 touchdowns, 10 picks, passer rating of 90. Kind of what he is when he has to carry decent pieces. So now with a new offensive coach, Tyreek Hill, and a better left tackle, upgrade at running back. Is it reasonable to think Tua's numbers will go up? Now, he's not going to go to 120 passer rating. But let's give him like a 10% increase on stuff, 10 to 15%. And so next year, he's going to complete 69% of his throws. I'll say 23 touchdowns, only 8 picks, and a 96 passer rating. And that's going to divide the room. Colin, you got to keep him with those numbers. Interesting. Do you think Kyle Shanahan's a good coach? Because in this offensive system with Mike McDaniel, it's Shanahan's system. Here's Garoppolo's numbers. The exact same. I believe Tua's will look like at the end of next year, and Shanahan's moving off him. Sean McVay runs this system to some degree. Look at Jared Goff's numbers. Oh, my. The exact same. This system makes B-minus quarterbacks look like A quarterbacks or A-minus quarterbacks. It can divide the room. Jared Goff and McVay, that season they were fighting. Goff thought, I'm here. This is what I am. And McVay's like, no, this system is taking you from here to here. It's not what you are. And Jimmy Garoppolo, he didn't really fight it. But Garoppolo's winning record and Goff's winning record, that's what Tua's going to look like in this system. It is built to elevate quarterbacks without them having to do all the work. They went and got a fullback. They went and got speedy backs. Everybody that runs this system, what did McVay do in L.A.? Got a left tackle, Andrew Whitworth. What did Zach Taylor do when he went to Cincinnati? Jonah Williams, left tackle, Alabama. You ever notice this system? Oh, what did Kyle Shanahan do? Trent Williams went and got a left tackle. What did Miami just do? Go and get left tackle. Fullback. Upgrading backs. Resign the good tight end. That's what's going to happen in 1 year. You're going to be looking into his numbers, and they're going to look like Goff in L.A. with McVay. And now you're going to say to yourself, well, Goff got to a Super Bowl, and Shanahan got to a Super Bowl.
or Jimmy did. Yeah, in the NFC. Have you seen the AFC lately? Not sure if you've noticed. It's the greatest football conference in the history of the world. So, good luck. Forget the AFC. Leaping over Buffalo and Josh Allen.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
I did think there was a secondary story on the Packers and Devontae Adams, Tom Silverstein, that Devontae and Aaron weren't really buds. Mm-mm. They just, you know, they got along at practice fine. That's remarkable to me. But the Packers, it says, must accept their role in Devontae Adams going to the Raiders. They had an entire year to sign him. But they stood firm against breaking their Packer policy of guaranteeing nothing but the signing bonus. So the amount of guaranteed money was never going to be to Adams' liking. So, you know, I do think a lot of us, myself included, look at Green Bay and we say, hey, the model's working. So let's go the year after Bart Starr won his last championship. That's 54 years until today. They have two Super Bowls. So does Tampa and Baltimore. And Baltimore is 26 years old. The Ravens are 26 years old. They have two Super Bowls. And they didn't have Favre. And they didn't have Aaron Rodgers. They had Dilfer and Flacco. So that model in Baltimore is working without great quarterbacks in a better division with the perennially difficult Steelers. Tampa, who we think is quirky, they existed only 44 years. They have two Super Bowls. So Green Bay, with two of the top 10, 12 quarterbacks of all time, in the most dysfunctional division in NFL history, folks, the Vikings, Bears, and Lions, between them, have one Super Bowl. One. It's the most dysfunctional, historic division in football. They've had Aaron and Brett. 54 years, two Super Bowls. So is it working? So let's think about, okay, big brands. Packers is a big brand. Let's think about the big brands, because big brands tend to have an advantage, right? In 54 years, the Lakers have won 12 titles. The Yankees have won 7 in 45 years. Duke's won 5. Bama's won 10. Patriots 6. Green Bay 2. Like the Florida Marlins, who were created in 1993. Is it working? And yet Green Bay's got a policy. We do not guarantee. Bruh. Time to change the policy. Players have more power. They want more promises. They don't want the world. Players don't want the world. Players aren't demanding much. They're really not. I mean, most NFL guys I meet, most pro athletes I meet, they're not that demanding. You know? Really not. They like that certain seat on the plane on the way home if they're a quarterback, right? Give me my iPad. I want a second Corona on the way home. But in the 70s, folks, doctors and lawyers were the richest people in our neighborhoods. They can no longer afford the nicest neighborhoods in big cities. That's for serial entrepreneurs, hedge fund people, star athletes, and tech superstars. The world changes. Doctors and lawyers don't even bring their realtor to those neighborhoods. So the reality is life changes. Green Bay, change. Like, you're already at a certain disadvantage. There's not a ton to do there. You got to tweak your model. Like, you can be principled, and you can have standards and values. And Duke has those. And they adapt. But you got to make a few more promises. Like, you got to make Devontae Adams happy. There's not a lot of him on the market.
Want more Herd? The Herd streams 24 hours a day, 7 days a week within the iHeartRadio app. Search Herd to listen live or on demand whenever you'd like.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult 21 and older that dips, I'm going to tell you about an American-made success story in Black Buffalo Zero pouches. Black Buffalo's Zero pouches are not owned by Big Tobacco. They're an independent company proudly built right here in the USA by American farmers for adult consumers. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. Black Buffalo Zero is all about the history and tradition of dip, but they understand the convenience and discretion modern-day consumers are looking for. bold flavor, full pouches. Black Buffalo Zero pouches give you the versatility to consume discreetly but still keep the ritual with flavors Dippers Love, mint, straight, wintergreen, peach, even blood orange, all proudly made right here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual.
This is Jeff T from the Club 520 podcast. You'll know when you get it. It'll say eBay, authenticity, guarantee. You'll feel it because when it comes to your feet, eBay has your back. Maybe it's that head-turning pair for hooping or a hot new collab. Whatever you're after, when you cop on eBay, you can trust that your kicks will be checked by experts, not just any expert. Sneaker experts who live and breathe the culture. Real people with real hands-on authentication experience. That's when Blue Checkmark represents on our listing. eBay Authenticity Guarantee, meaning every inch, stitch, sole, logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. So when you finally step into those grill kicks, you'll realize the feeling is unlike any other. And with eBay Authenticity Guarantee, the feeling of real is always within reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
The 82-game preseason is in the books. It's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The code is HERD. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. $200. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Thank you to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the 2024 Colin Cowherd draft coverage. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it. Panini America is also breaking new ground in NIL, featuring some of the biggest names in college sports, like all-time NCAA scoring leader Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, and many of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round picks. If you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net, with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out the most popular trading card brands like Prism, Select, Donruss, and more. For those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Colin Cowherd draft coverage.
Ryan Russillo, my buddy, and I just did a 10-minute segment off the air, which he is probably as good as anything in America that's on the air. That's how it works when Russillo and I get together. He's my buddy. He works at The Ringer. Got the Ryan Russillo podcast. All right, so you had a pretty good take on this. I want you to share it with my audience, which, as you know, is enormous and well-schooled. Jimmy Butler and Spoelstra, by the way, I love Spoelstra, and he's feisty, and he's one of the few coaches that'll get in his players' faces, and I love that about him. And Jimmy Butler's a live wire and going at it the other night. What's your takeaway? Bad, good, indifferent, where do you land?
Well, I think it's more about Jimmy Butler before we have an answer to it, right? Because Jimmy Butler's career is 10 years of conflict. He was in Chicago, and he didn't get treated all that great in the beginning. He gets his money. I mean, he's a completely unproven guy. And then it becomes his team, and Derrick Rose wants it to be his team again, and Jimmy Butler doesn't like that. I'd side with Jimmy Butler. Jimmy Butler goes to Minnesota. He's like, you know what? These other two young guys, I can't figure it out. I'm the best player. I'm the toughest player. I want more money. That was a conflict, and I actually kind of agree with Jimmy Butler on that one. He goes to Philadelphia, and he's like, what is going on with this place? I'm supposed to now be the lead dog, but the franchise is built around these other guys. I understood his point on that one. But when you finally get your own team, after working your way out of three previous ones, and you're going to mess with a guy like Spoelstra, that's where I'm going to have a hard time siding with you. Now, look, maybe this is just a blip and a frustrating night because they're getting smoked by a Warriors team that was missing its best players, and this won't matter. But if the Heat lose in the playoffs, because every time I look at the standings, Colin, I'll be like, that's right, they're still the one seed. And as much as I love their defense, and I love that I kind of know who they are, which is what I really look forward to in basketball teams to get ready for the playoffs. If the Heat lose the playoffs, it's probably going to be because another team has a ceiling that we haven't seen during the regular season. I don't think it's going to be the Butler conflict.
Yeah, good take. The other thing I wanted to ask you about, which came out this week, I didn't make much of it, the Zion video. You know, you've been rehabbing for a while in Nike, Beaverton, Oregon, whatever. What did you make of the video? Does it mean anything? Usually stuff gets out, Ryan, when somebody wants it out. It may have been he and his agent. It may have been the Pelicans. What did you make of the video?
Well, he definitely wanted it out, okay? And if you look at the timeline of Zion this season, it's impossible. Like, I'm glad I haven't said stuff as I've heard it, because it would immediately 2 weeks be wrong, because it would be like, oh, you know what? Zion's not playing this year. But like, that's weird. But like, what's going on? Oh, second opinion, shutting it down. You know, he's unhappy. Okay, all right, fine. Heard that before at the NBA. It's the new NBA that we're in. And then it's like, no, actually, he's in pretty good shape. He's going to come back and play. And I was like, oh, that's cool. I had heard a couple weeks ago he was 2 weeks away. And then 2 weeks later, it was like, nah, he's done. So here's the point. I don't know. I don't know that anybody knows. I think the communication has always been a massive problem, as CJ McCollum even alluded to during All-Star break, when he very, I think, strategically points out as he gets traded there, like, I didn't talk to the guy. I think that got repaired a little bit. But if Zion wants this out, and it's like, okay, so wait, are you trying to prove to us that you're actually awesome and ready to go, but yet still don't want to play? So this is somebody that, honestly, his number one priority is that rookie extension. He may not like it in New Orleans, but he's going to have to figure out a way to take that rookie extension there. And the only way that's going to happen is him getting back out in court and playing. And I still don't know when that's going to happen. So I actually thought it was a bad look, even though it was impressive.
So I got to ask you, I want to shift here a little bit to college basketball, because yeah, the Duke ratings over the weekend were great. They'll be great last night. So listen, we like this one and done stuff. It's fun. It's the basketball and the officiating quality can be lacking, but listen, man, they need so many officials. There's just not that many great officials in the world. But Gonzaga's fascinating, and I'm going to get into him later, but they have a player, Chad Holmgren, and he's really tall and really Holmgren, and he's tall, yeah. And he's
Chad's not on anybody's board.
Yeah, he's no, the people bailed on him months ago. So this kid can shoot a three. He's big. He can put it on the deck a little. He's enormous. He's rail thin. And I watch him and I'm like, yeah, he needs another year of college, but nobody does that. So he's probably going to the pros. And I don't know what to make of him as a pro. I don't even know what to make of him. 20 pounds, he should put on 40. What do your NBA sources say on this kid? Because I can't figure out what he is in the pros.
Look, if you watched Chet Holmgren last night for the first time, you're turning your buddy after 20 minutes on the couch going, this guy's supposed to go number one. And I totally get it. I totally get it. But the people that have watched him throughout high school in the international showcase stuff, all right, and that have watched him for a full season, okay, he's a really incredibly skilled player with an amazing ceiling. Because it's not that he's 7 feet and he's going to play one specific position. It's that he's been incredible all season off the basketball, his movement, his impact, his shooting, his passing, his handle. There's like, I know everybody loves to think that everybody's stupid that's drafting, whether it's a mock draft guy or every single GM, but it's just not true. There are real basketball projections of him, of why teams, back to your question, why teams still have him in the mix as the number one overall guy. But what happens is, never underestimate the will to survive as a front office executive. Because if you're a GM sitting there with that number one pick and you project Chet to be this unbelievably skilled player, you probably go, you know what, though? If he busts, I'm fired, because everybody's going to point back to that game in the tournament where they lost to Arkansas.
Right.
So I'll just take Jabari Smith.
Yeah, I had a GM tell me this years ago, if you're tied with an international player and a kid that crushed in March Madness, take the kid that crushed in March Madness, because the owner watched him And if he becomes good and the international guy you drafted busts, you'll get fired. So to your point, that's a game within the game. So it's Chet Holmgren. I don't know what to make of him. I will say this as I watch. Yeah, I watched the game. I don't know what to make of him, but I watched the highlights. His YouTube page is going to be great because at his best, he does great things. Now, I said this. This tournament's got no great team. So when I look at Krzyzewski, my takeaway is, and Ian O'Connor's book on him is fascinating. He's a lot, you know, he's a lot. Mike's intense, battle tested. And I watched Duke last night and I said, they're going to win this thing. They're going to win. I mean, if I said to you, I don't know who Mike Krzyzewski is. The dude's been winning since the early 90s. What is Mike Krzyzewski to you? What stands out to you?
He's the last guy that's ever going to do it at this level for this long. I mean, he's it. After him, we're never going to have another guy have this kind of run. I mean, I remember going back to that Kansas Final Four with Duke. You know, like this goes back to the mid-80s when I first started watching it. And like a lot of guys, because I was a huge Big East guy, yeah. I hated him. I hated him like everybody else hated him. I hated the Leighton. I hated when they beat UConn more than when they beat Kentucky. But you know what? You know, you start working in the business, you start meeting a bunch of the alums, guys that played for him, the way they talk about him, then you, lucky enough like you have had him on the show. I mean, it goes away because you have to respect this so much, all right? It's absurd what this man has pulled off, and also how he had to evolve his own. Like, remember one and dones? It was like, yeah, we're not doing that at Duke. It's like, hey, do you want to keep winning championships? Right. So, you know, credit to him for not being, you know, at the time back then, it was still some sort of debate on whether or not you wanted those kind of guys on your campus. So the brand to be this powerful for 3+ decades in a sport where the target is usually moving quite a bit. I just, no one's ever going to do this kind of thing again. We're just never going to see it again. So I ended up going from somebody who hated all of it to respecting the hell out of it.
Oh, that's great. Ryan Russillo joining me, The Ringer. I got about a minute left. Tyreek Hill to the Dolphins, leaves the Chiefs. What was your big take on that?
Look, average to below average quarterbacks need playmakers. Great quarterbacks will figure it out. And so I get the scheme and the tilting of the field and opening up everything, and then defenses changing their coverage so they allow leave stuff underneath. Now, is that taken away? It's Patrick Mahomes, all right? Like, this flirtation with trying to doubt this guy is not only absurd, but entertaining to me. Like, it's the way we are in this business where you're like, hey, are we pretty sure this guy's the best? It's like, I don't know. Did you see what Herbert did last week? You know, dude, what about if Josh Allen? Those guys are awesome. But I still don't put anybody over Mahomes, and I still think the way this front office has kind of just cycled the talent around him in different positions on the field throughout this still very short run, I'm not remotely worried about the Chiefs. I'm just not. It's a nice weapon, but if that weapon wants, like, max money at the receiver position when other players have taken slightly lesser deals, Mahomes' deal is a team-friendly deal. I know the headlines. I know the headlines, everybody lost their minds. You broke down the numbers. You went, he could have gotten more, especially with the new TV deal coming. That's going to be an incredible deal. They're going to have to redo that deal. So when it comes to the great quarterbacks, I don't worry about the weapons because I saw it firsthand with Brady for 20 years.
I don't know. I did a Herbert's better than Mahomes topic once. You should have listened.
I did. I know. That's actually what I was talking about.
Yeah, you kind of took a shot at me right there.
I did.
Cowherd. All right, Russillo. It's Chet Holmgren. You know, you get to 57, 58. Stuff breaks up here. You got to, you know, sometimes I miss stuff. All right, Russillo. Let's go out, drink beers in the weekend, okay? Let's do that.
All right. A weekend, though. Not during the week.
Nope. New clarity. Got to see the big games. All right, buddy. See ya. Ryan Russillo.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
So here's a story that's interesting, Alex.
Yeah.
So Dale Arnold's been a reporter and talk show host and many things in Boston for years. He tweeted yesterday that wouldn't be surprised if Tom Brady goes to the Miami Dolphins this season. He said he's hearing parties are working on it. He was the first person in the media in Boston to report Brady to Tampa was a done deal. So it's hard to wrap your brain around that. It feels absurd today, this season, but I think it's very possible, and I'll just throw this out to you. Stephen Ross owns the Dolphins. Many of you know this. Stephen Ross is the biggest, richest Michigan donor. Tom Brady went to Michigan. They've spoken. They know each other. They have a relationship at some level. I was told because I think we were the first show nationally to break the story. We were Brady to Tampa. I was told by that source, Miami was where Giselle would prefer to go. It's an international city. It's a fashion city. Miami is very international. Giselle is an international star. Tampa's very domestic. Tampa's a small town. And Miami feels like a much bigger city, much more dynamic and much more vibrant and much more international. She wanted Miami, but in the end, they settled on Florida because the Dolphins didn't have their act together and Tampa had, you know, a conveyor belt of really good players. So Miami's roster today feels very Tampa Bay Buccaneer about 2 years ago. A lot of good receivers, solid B backs, you know, a tight end or two people like. So the weakness of the Tampa team when he took it over, O-line, the weakness of this Miami team, and they've tried to help it a little bit, O-line. Both teams had good young defensive players. So it's very interesting. And also, Brady loves Kyle Shanahan and his system, which as you age is a very, very good system if a quarterback does have some limitations. Brady doesn't have many, but it's a very good system for quarterbacks. Who's the coach of Miami? He's Kyle Shanahan's guy. So they're building a very San Francisco offense out east. Brady loves that offense. So Chris Sims was on this show about a week ago, and he talked about, he thinks it's not only possible, it's very possible because of something he heard not long ago.
I think he only retired to make a play to try to go somewhere else. You know, that would be my two cents. I know that he and Sean Payton tried to finagle a way to be the quarterback coach in Miami. I know that. I still think it's very odd that the week Kyle Shanahan didn't go to the NFL Combine, Tom Brady was in San Francisco at the same time. I just think that's odd. I don't know. It's a lot of coincidence there to where I just can't get behind it. I think he tried to look at some options. He couldn't find anything better. And he said, you know what? The Bucs are still really damn good. And the NFC, it's there to be had.
That is very true. Green Bay lost Devontae Adams. They couldn't beat Tom with Devontae Adams. They're not beating him now. So it's something to think about. It doesn't make a ton of sense now because he literally got on the phone and recruited Russell Gage. So that doesn't feel right. That doesn't feel like on Tom's brand. You recruit guys here. You want to play a year with them. So, but I could see it. The Stephen Ross connection, the Michigan connection, the way they're building the offense. I mean, you start looking at this, these weapons for Miami, by the way, in a division where Belichick has a BB gun offense, the Jets are the Jets. I mean, you got Josh Allen. But you'll always be able to attract a lot of free agents and guys that take a little less to play in Miami. I mean, Miami, if you go look at the NBA, if you look at stars, free agents that have been able to choose where they want to go in the NBA, you'd think they'd go to New York and Philly and Boston, and they really don't. Kevin Durant was an exception. A lot of them have gone to Miami. Shaq went to Miami. Antoine Walker went to Miami. LeBron wanted to go to Miami. Chris Bosh wanted to go to Miami. Miami's always been attractive to athletes. It's aqua water, no state tax, very chill, warm weather, work out anywhere. You can go out of your balcony and run on the beach any day of the year. It's perfect. So I was told that Tom would have ideally loved to have gone to Miami and go beat Belichick, but they just didn't have their act together. They didn't have players. And Brian Flores, I mean, he just didn't know much about him. I mean, he knew Brian, but, Brian's initial move into Miami was very defense-driven. Now the franchise Miami is totally pivoted to offense, which they should. So we'll see. And I do think, Chris Sims said this, I do think Brady looks at the NFC. His division's now the worst in football. It's not even arguable. It's too late now to make big moves. It's the draft. Free agency's over, so that division's getting worse. And I think he always thought he would beat Green Bay anyway.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlansport.com.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit Slack.com to get started.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without finger sticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom. Dexcom.com/compatibility.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Dakovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Dakovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Dakovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Dakovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. I love it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit Tecovas.com. Stores are great, but it's TECOVAS.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.